oh, you want this to get in your butt? Let it open up for it, you know?
Benson, welcome to Too Tired to Be Crazy with me every Thursday. Today I have a special guest on, Lena, which I want to say your last name, and I have like a thing where I'm not good with last names, but
practice.
Okay, you go by Lena the Plug, and your last name is Lena Nerzisayan.
Good try. You want to try again, or should I tell you?
Nerzisayan.
Way better. I mean, when I say it with my like Armenian accent, it's like Lena Nerzisayan, but Nerzisayan, go for it. It sounds great.
Nerzisayan,
yeah.
Okay, got it.
Sounds like narcissistic if you really think about it, but it's not anything, it's not telling at all.
Oh, so instead of being Lena the Plug, it should have been like Lena the Narcissist.
No, that's a terrible name. Lena the Plug, that works for me.
Okay, so I kind of wrote some things down for myself because I wasn't sure if you were Persian, but then I looked you up and you're Armenian, 28, Gemini.
Yes.
So it kind of gave me an idea of like what your personality would be like.
Oh my God, I was just talking to my sister about this. Are you going to Gemini shame me?
No, Geminis are so outgoing.
Okay, cool. Everyone's always like, oh, Gemini. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Really? I feel like people always say that about me as a Scorpio. They're like, oh, you're a Scorpio. You're vengeful. I'm like, say that again.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like, I don't really know much about zodiac signs, but I'll do stuff once in a while. And people around me be like, what's your zodiac sign? And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
You have a boyfriend. His name is Adam. What's his zodiac sign?
He's a Sagittarius.
Okay, so it doesn't matter, but you guys are pretty compatible.
Oh, okay.
Now you know.
The love doctor. Thank you.
Okay, so anyway, so you go by Lena the Plug, and I looked you up. You have 2.2 million followers on Instagram, which is pretty impressive because your account has been deleted before, right?
Yes. And I think it's shadow banned right now. So, yeah, it's not easy out here on Instagram for girls. I don't know if you have that experience. No.
Actually, maybe. I wouldn't know. Maybe daddy issues for sure, but I don't think my personal. But I don't know. We'll see. Then you have almost close to 1.5 million followers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And you started that around 2 years ago. I noticed that you have 146,000 followers on Pornhub, but I'm not sure if that's your account.
So I have a verified Pornhub account.
That's what I saw.
So I actually haven't looked into my subscribers, but that sounds like a great number. I'll take it.
And there's only like 11 or 12 videos on there.
So I only put those videos up last year because I was nominated for Celebrity of the Year for the Pornhub Awards, which is based on how many people searched for you. So that's how you get your nomination. So I searched a ton of times. So then I was nominated alongside like Cardi B and Kim Kardashian and all these other people who got searched a ton. So then I made an official Pornhub account and like campaigned, because the way you could win was by like getting more searches. So I love you Pornhub, but I feel like it was rigged. There's no way that I beat Kim Kardashian in a numbers game, but I won the award last year, so my campaign worked, but I don't buy it. I want to see the numbers.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know, to say that I'm the Pornhub Celebrity of the Year, like next to Kim and Cardi and whatever, I'm like, it doesn't sound about right to me. It doesn't sound right, but I'll take it.
No, it sounds pretty cool. Good for you. Congrats.
Celebrity of the Year, guys.
And then you also have a website. I saw like lenatheplug.com, and you sell merch on
there. Yeah, I sell merch, yeah.
And then you also, I guess, have a Snapchat.
Yes.
And a Twitter, right?
Snapchat, Twitter. I'm on all the things to be on. I'm not on TikTok, though. I heard that's popular. Are you on TikTok?
No. Okay. I don't. But like, I've been seeing it around a lot more often, so I'm...
It looks fun. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, this is cute.
Okay, so do you consider yourself a YouTuber or a quote-unquote porn star?
I guess I would say both. Like, depending on who you talk to, they'd be like, oh, no, she was a YouTuber first, and then she started doing the porn thing. And that's just about when they decided to notice me doing the porn thing. But really, like, I started making X-rated content. And then I made my, I had a YouTube channel, but I didn't use it. But anyways, so in my mind, I was doing the R-rated content first, and then I was pursuing YouTube. But they did pretty much start like within months of each other. So I guess I just like to say social media like personality, because it's like, it kind of encompasses a lot more, but then it's like, oh, you're totally leaving out the fact that you have porn on Pornhub, you know, by saying that, because nobody really thinks about like,
yeah,
social media influencer as like also doing porn.
But then is fans only on Snapchat and doing porn two different things?
See, this is the thing. I'm like, I don't want to speak for all the porn creators because I'm like, I don't know if I have the right answers, but fans only, it's actually OnlyFans. It's a website. So OnlyFans is, it functions as privatized social media. So like you can create exclusive content and people could buy it on there, much like Patreon. But a lot of porn people
Patreon is on Snapchat?
No, Patreon is like another website where you could put up, like a lot of people who do podcasts will make like extra episodes per month. And if you pay, you can see those, you can hear those extra episodes. So it's a way to privatize your free social media that normally give out, you charge for it. So OnlyFans, a lot of porn people use it, which is why it gets associated with porn, but it doesn't have to be used that way because all you're doing is uploading content and people pay for it, right? I don't use OnlyFans really. I sell my content on like a third party site and you see it on Snapchat, which is like what a premium Snapchat is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that in a second because that is so fascinating to me because I feel like I don't fully understand. Because even like, let's say Trisha Paytas, she's a YouTuber, but she also technically like masturbates on camera or maybe even has sex. I'm not sure. So
she doesn't. I actually just talked about this because we did a podcast with her, but she sells her content on Patreon. It's X-rated because it's nude, but you cannot touch yourself on Patreon. Like that's their rule.
Oh.
So she doesn't actually touch herself. She puts her face in bread. Like literally, this is one of the things she does.
Oh,
she's like, I literally will roll my face in food. That's how she makes her money. I'm like, go girl. I'm over here like,
wait, but she posts a lot of nudes on Twitter. So and then she goes, go to my.
Yeah. So she sells nudes as well, but she's not touching herself. She's not actually having sex. It's just like her looking all sexy in her videos naked.
Oh,
there's just different levels to different things.
That's good to know if Instagram doesn't work out for me.
Oh, yeah. I bet you would be very popular on.
There's a Reddit page about it. Always asking why Violet, I don't have a...
Where's Violet Benson's nudes? I need like, them now.
OnlyFans or whatever. And it's like, not yet.
You should just finesse them. You should be like, hey guys, come see my kitty. And then literally post fucking your fucking cat. And they won't even know until after they pay for it.
Oh, that's a smart idea. I should do that. You're smart. Okay, so let's start with what made you want to start a YouTube channel? Because you started that 2 years ago. And that's what you're one of the things you're really known for.
So I feel like the YouTube channel for me... It felt like I had to do it because Instagram, as you know, is like, it's like a billboard, right? It's like you're only seeing an image of something. And I mean, there's videos and stuff and you can use that medium if you want to. But for me, I just felt like I can show myself, like my full self on YouTube, you know, like you make videos, talk about whatever. And like with my YouTube, it's not pretty the way Instagram is, right? Like you put pretty pictures up on Instagram. You want that good engagement, whatever. It has to look like pretty flawless. My YouTube, like you will see me in all sorts of tears and when I don't look cute, when I look fantastic, like it shows all of me. And so that's pretty much why I wanted to do YouTube. I also, you know, had met my boyfriend at the time who was doing YouTube and he was super encouraging of it. I had my account like before I met him, but I wasn't really... I needed that like push to like upload content, you know. I was a little bit nervous. It's kind of nerve-wracking, like, hey, I'm gonna talk to a camera, like this isn't exactly normal, you know.
It is so weird and hard. Like I'm still struggling. I keep wanting to get on YouTube. I mean, except this, the podcast is on YouTube as well, but like my own stuff, and it's so hard. Like it's scary.
It is scary, but I mean, this is nice because at least like you're talking to me, so it feels like a little bit more like real and organic versus like, what's up, guys? So today,
I'm narcissistic because I'm just talking about myself
exactly,
the whole time.
And I'm just so aware of that. I'm like, oh my god, people care about this. Should they care? This is so weird. Crazy, yeah. You know?
Yeah. So I was researching about you, and it said that when you started a YouTube channel, one of the things that you became known for is that you said that if you and your boyfriend hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube, you guys will release a sex tape.
Yes. I really need to take that video down.
Hey, ladies, there's a great personal care brand that you need to know about. Obviously, you already know about it because I've talked about it before. It is Love Wellness. They're this female-empowered community that keeps it real, fun, and simple as you travel along your wellness journey. They're body positive, science-based, and made with clean ingredients. Their products are researched and developed by a team of women, including doctors, nutritionists, and holistic practitioners. One of their most amazing products right now is the Do It All Wipes. They're gentle, intimate cleaning wipes that fit perfectly in your purse. I even have them. I'm constantly carrying them around in my purse wherever I go, whether it's to the kitchen, to the bathroom. I'm kidding. Sometimes I actually leave my house for grocery shopping or something like that. But you can get yours at lovewellness.com/violet and get 20% off of your order with promo code Violet. If you recall, I've spoken before about Love Wellness when I was using it to clean my butthole and vagine when I was using that anal bleaching, which, by the way, I don't feel like it worked because I stopped using it, so I have to try something else. But I think they're amazing. So get yours at lovewellness.com/violet and get 20% off of your order with my promo code Violet. They're made with clean organic ingredients like coconut oil, aloe vera, and chamomile extract. These wipes offer you a way to freshen up on the go, post-workout, after sex, and so much more. Especially if you have sensitivity issues down there to other products, their do-it-all wipes are exactly what you're looking for. So again, find do-it-all wipes at lovewellness.com/violet and get 20% off of your order with my promo code Violet.
It's still up, the video that says that I will make a sex tape if I have 1 million subscribers. Oh. And I'm like, should I just erase this part of my history? Even though it's like, it's always going to be there. But it honestly came about as just like a nothing idea. I remember I was like in the bath on the phone with my boyfriend and I was like, hey, like, what if we just say we'll make a sex tape if we hit 1 million subscribers? Because we were already like filming our sex and whatever. Like, we were already crazy. We were, because I sell content, right? Like, I sell sexual content on my Snapchat.
Got it. So you were already selling that stuff before the YouTube, but you still went out and said, like, we will do a sex tape, even though people could already find you guys having sex.
Yeah, and the difference was that the sex tape would have been like fully produced versus being filmed on my iPhone, and it would be free or whatever, you know. And that I did not think was gonna go crazy viral, because I had already seen somebody else make the same exact claim on YouTube, and like, she didn't like really, she got a lot of subscribers, but she didn't hit 1 million or anything. And but it just got picked up by like World Star, and then everyone else picked it up, and so it went really, really viral. So then I became known as that girl, and it was like desperation, what people are doing to get subscribers, like that was the whole thing. And then by the time that we both hit 1 million subscribers, we just like, I'm gonna throw my boyfriend under the bus, because he was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do it anymore, because he was like trying to be a little bit more brand friendly at the time. Totally not anymore. But so we never made like an official sex tape. So I have a ton of porn on out there. You've seen my Pornhub page and stuff. But yeah, now I'm like the girl who lied about it. But even though I don't feel like it's like a total lie.
Did anyone get upset? Were they like, you lied, unsubscribe?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like crazy dramatic. I honestly at one point made a video being like, hey, if you're here for the tape, please unsubscribe to me. I know that this is what we said, and I hate that we didn't actually do it because it does make me look bad. But, you know, there's a ton of my porn out there, and like, I'm really sorry, you know, whatever. But I didn't lose enough subscribers. Like, I wanted to lose all of the people who just were there for the tape, because now when I'll post a video that's like just me being like dorky and whatever, I'll get like a comment like, you lied to us, like, you know, and I'm like, damn it. But that was so long ago.
What kind of content do you post on YouTube?
Honestly, like whatever. Like, sometimes I'll do like a story time or a Q&A. And then like the other day, I've taken up this hobby, archery. Okay. So it was like me in my yard, like learning how to shoot with my new bow that I bought, like literally whatever. But yeah.
So you'll film that?
I filmed that. It's really embarrassing if you
want. That's pretty cool. So then it doesn't always have to be sexual or like explicit stuff like that.
No. I mean, yeah, I get ads for things that are usually sex related, because like, who's going to advertise with me? So that a lot of time like that forces me to do more sex related content, and like, I'll talk about sex, but you don't really want to put like super sexy content on YouTube. It's not really good for your YouTube. No. I did at first, before like the whole demonetization wave had come, and that was like when I first got on YouTube. But
so your videos have changed a little since 2 years ago till now, because that's what I kind of noticed. I was looking through your YouTube videos just really briefly, mm-hmm. and I feel like it may have changed a little, like maybe it was more explicit in the beginning.
Yeah, and I think I also, like, as I had my channel and I got like a more core audience that wasn't just there for the sex tape, then I felt more free in being able to just like make the content that really showed who I was and wasn't just like gonna get big numbers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll put out a video that like is not gonna do not any real views in compared to those videos, but I'm like, oh, this is really me, and this is like, I wanna show it to people, you know?
Yeah. So where did the name Lena the Plug come from?
It's like not a fun story. It's not cool. Someone just like started calling me the plug because I was like a really good employee. It's like really like a stupid story. So I just like to let people think it's about butt plugs. If you want to think it's about butt plugs, I do like butt plugs. So
it should have been like, oh, he's been stuck in my ass for 3 days. And the doctor was like, you're like a plug. And I was like, oh, shit, Lena the plug. And yes. That's how my career started.
Yes.
But instead, it's like you were a good employee.
Yeah. My boss was like, oh, you're the plug. Like, you keep making shit happen. You're the plug.
And did he ask for 10% now with everything you do with that?
He has not contacted me for 10%, luckily. Lucky for me.
Okay, got it. Okay, so what's a big misconception about you?
I mean that I'm just like this ferocious slut who's masturbating all day long in her room, can't think about anything else. She just wants it so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, those are what my DMs tell me. Like,
well, if you're gonna need to take a break and masturbate in between this recording, that's fine.
Honestly, my time is just ready for another one. I gotta go. Yeah, I mean, I think that is probably one of the biggest things about porn stars or girls who do sex work in general. Like, oh, she'll do anything for that dick. Like, she needs it so bad right now. Like, she wants me. It's just like, man, a lot of the time you're watching a girl and she's not necessarily getting off. She's just making you get off. It's not what she likes necessarily, you know?
Yeah, which we'll get to the second questions because that is things I'm like super curious about.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing about you?
The weirdest thing about me, I mean, you thought it was pretty weird that I'm still playing Pokemon Go. So
that is pretty, but like it's endearing. It's like, guys, not only do I do porn, I love anal, but like I also play video games.
Yeah.
I'm like a cool girl.
I mean, I tried to play new
video games. Does your girlfriend do anal play video games? I didn't think so.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, what's the weirdest thing about me? I guess that but like millions of people play Pokemon Go, so it's like not that weird statistically. But like maybe the archery thing is kind of weird.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah. I just took it up like 3 months ago and I've been having a lot of fun.
That sounds really fun though.
You know, I realized like me wanting to do archery was like me really craving normalcy. Like it's, I like really want normal experiences, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be like a normal person, you can like collect coupons. And
yeah. Like, I should take that up too.
Like that's like, I feel like a little further from normal, but you know, to each his own.
Yeah, maybe I'll go do that when I'm thinking about it now.
What's something no one knows about you?
Nobody knows about me. Oh, maybe I really should have read the questions before so I could have thought about this. Because I feel like I tell...
Oh. Well, it makes sense, especially when you're like on social media and you have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
You kind of like people literally do know kind of everything about
you. I mean, I just like I've said the most embarrassing or things that people would think are so deep and dark and you hold them close to your heart like I've talked about them. So I'll have to get back to you on that one because I really don't know right now.
Okay.
It's such an open book.
Wait, I was going to ask if you live cam and can you explain fans only to me? But you said it's onlyfans.com. That's the website.
Yeah.
So then do you live cam? Cam live cam.
Yes, I come live on cam. Yes.
So you're on livecam.com and then you post your content on Snapchat for the special.
So I actually cam on camversity.com and it's just like streaming on YouTube except for it's sexual. So you're doing a live stream on a camming website.
Got it. And that's where people will find you to watch your because I watched your stuff like today on Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
Research, you know, just for fun. No, I was like, what does she look like naked? Oh God, just check it out. It's fine. I love like sex and all that stuff. Like seeing people naked. It's great.
I'll show you my later.
I'll show you mine too.
Okay, yes.
So she's like anyway, so when I was watching it, like the playback was really slow and like when you would be talking with Laura. Like I watched one with Laura. When her name's Laura, right?
I don't know.
She has blue eyes and brown hair. Her name starts with an L.
I don't know what you're talking. Like,
there's a video that you did,
like a sex video.
Yeah, where you guys are like using vibrators on each other.
Oh, Lana. Like, who do I have video? I don't even know what I put up on Pornhub. I can't remember right now.
Yeah, but it was like this video on Pornhub with Lana.
Okay.
And but then when you guys would talk, I would hear it 2 seconds later. So it was like pretty bad.
I wonder if that's something that someone else like stole and uploaded.
No, it looked like that.
Okay, then maybe that I didn't put that one up. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
She's like really. I know who you're talking about though. I know. Yeah. I finally figured it out. Okay.
I mean, you guys literally, okay. You're like, who is she? I don't know.
Laura. She's Lana. She's number one on Pornhub. She's super popular.
She is?
Yes.
Yeah, I first saw her Instagram and I thought she was really pretty. And then I was like, wait, I can see her have sex?
Yes.
This is crazy. She's like every guy.
Yes.
That was pretty dope. So I'm happy with that. Okay, I already asked you the difference between a live cam girl.
So live, do you know what live camming is like? Like, it's like you can't see it unless I go online. It's like...
Right, yeah.
And then you get to tip me to do stuff. So you get to engage.
There was literally a movie about that.
Oh, I saw it. It was Netflix so or something.
Where it's like, well, why don't you kill yourself? Something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know the name of the movie?
I think it was called Cam.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a scary movie. I didn't like it.
So you do that. Do you do that with your boyfriend?
No, I just do it. Just me. Sometimes I'll have girlfriends that also do the same kind of thing. Come do it with me.
So how did you build your following? Well, I guess, did you build your following on YouTube just by, I guess, doing the...
Yes, by making that announcement. But Instagram was more like of an organic thing. It kind of just like, you know, especially in the golden age of Instagram where you could like post a photo that looked really good and then it would get on the Explore page and then, you know, you'd grow your account. Like it kind of happened that way.
What's your percentage on Instagram? Is it like...
My demographic?
Yeah, the demographic.
I'm lucky to have 10% female right now. It used to be one. So,
whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you got to... No, because I was hiking with my friend today and she's like a fan of yours and she was excited to know that we're doing the podcast. So I think it's always a misconception that like only men watch porn, women, so God forbid. She was a fan of your YouTube videos.
Okay, yeah, that's usually how it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And I think sometimes it's like girls are fans, but they don't follow me because they don't care so much for the sex stuff necessarily. So they don't like follow me on my socials. Like, especially Twitter is like very... Since you could post porn on Twitter, my Twitter is filled with porn. So then, you know, if a girl doesn't follow me on Twitter, I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally get it. You know,
when was the instance where you felt like your life is slowly changing? Where when you like started like YouTube and like doing the OnlyFans and all that, was there like a specific point where you're like, oh, shit, this is something and I can make really good money off of this?
So I actually didn't decide to pursue the Snapchat thing, the private Snapchat thing, which is where I make the bulk of my money, until like it was right in front of me. I was guaranteed going to make a ton of money. You know, like I already had, you know, I think it was like 50K on Instagram and a ton of followers on Snapchat. And people kept asking me for my private Snapchat, which is like the porn stuff. And I started talking to girls who were already doing it and like asking how much they were making and seeing how many followers they had. And I was like, all right, so you're definitely going to make a shit ton of money. You're going to get out of debt. You're going to get to leave this job you don't like. And so
you were doing some porn while you had a regular job.
No, I mean, I wasn't doing any porn. I was just posting like, you know, hot photos on Instagram, bikini, lingerie, whatever. But I only decided to do it when it was like right in front of me. I knew it was going to work out. Otherwise, I wasn't going to just post my nudes online without, you know.
Yeah.
It's like getting a face tattoo before you're like a real rapper. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Like if you do SoundCloud, like tattoo your body first before you go to your face.
Before. I mean, yeah, exactly. Just like, or like fake it. I don't know. Just like dress cool. Don't get your face tatted. What are you doing?
Is it weird to know that all these people like masturbate to you?
No, it's not weird. And sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, oh, that's hot. But at the same time, I don't want someone to come up to me in public and be like, I jerk it to you. You know, I like knowing it. It's cool. It's like, I appreciate that out of all the girls you could watch out there, you want to watch me, I get you off. But I really don't want that like face-to-face eye contact, like you make me come, you know, like I don't want that.
Has anyone ever come up to you, a man, maybe he was with his girlfriend or not, I don't know, but like he come up to you and he's like, you look familiar. Have we met? And it takes someone like a second to figure out how they know you. And then maybe they feel embarrassed.
That happened to me the other day. I don't think he realized how he knew me, but I was actually, there was a booth right outside of Best Buy and they were taking donations for Dare. They were like trying to restart up Dare and I'm like paying and whatever. And the guy's just like, you look really familiar. And he's like with his partner who's a female and I'm just like, yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm like, But yeah, I was like, oh, that was a close one.
Oh, that's so funny. So you didn't tell him how?
No, I don't. I'm like, yeah, you know, you probably watch me fucking touch myself. I don't, I just let it go. He probably figured it out later.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you're right.
He probably like saw my name and like,
no, like that. Maybe you moved and you're like, ow. And he's like, oh,
I've that's seen that. No,
I've heard that before.
It. Yeah.
Got it. Wait, I also saw with some girls who do porn, they always wear something it's called Vixen, and they call, and I don't know if they're like a part of Vixen crew. Are you like a Vixen?
So Vixen is actually a porn company, but it's hard to tell because the way that their photographs are taken are like so stylistic and like beautiful and just not what you think about when you think of a porn company. And so they actually shoot like really nice, luxurious, high quality porn. I've been associated with the brand a ton as like a influencer and done work with them, but I've never like shot for them. So I don't have any Vixen scenes out. So
got it. Cause I've seen like Vixen porn, and now you're right that it was that is shot more like professional.
Yeah, Vixen outfits are just, is just like the branding of their company. Yeah.
And then I guess with you got with you, if or you do live with you and your some of your friends, it's more like live cam, and then also with iPhone filming sex.
Yeah, stuff. I just like the way I see it is that like that's like a traditional porn company, and then I'm literally like in my room like a YouTuber, right? You know, you can either be a fucking TV star or you can be a YouTuber and you could film in your room and upload it yourself. Like, and that's kind of where I am.
Have you ever met a crazy fan?
Yeah, actually. And it was a girl. She, oh my God, I was in Miami like 2 years ago. I was at a music festival and this girl, she was drunk and it was her birthday. So like, I forgive her, but she just started crying and was like, I've been wanting to eat your ass so bad. And I'm just like, you know, you put the craziest version of yourself online. So then people come to you with the craziest version of themselves.
Yeah.
And they think it's going to be all cool. But I was so like, oh my God, I don't know.
And she probably like thought because she maybe she's a girl, she's cute, or like because you do porn that why wouldn't you like be down?
Yeah. But then also when people are like really drunk, it's like overwhelming. And I was sober. So I just like, I like hugged her. I was like, it's okay, sweetie.
Will someone eat this girl's ass?
I mean, please.
Or I mean, she wanted to eat your ass.
Yeah, but maybe she just needs someone to eat her ass. I don't know. I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do here. Help.
Growing up, were you always so open and free with your sexuality?
I feel like I was open and free in the sense that I was like kind of always rebelling against like my like traditional Armenian expectations. And then by the time I got to an age where like sex was an option and sex was something that people were doing, then I think I became also like rebellious sexually. So I was definitely like down to kiss girls. Like I wasn't, you know, especially after like I first lost my virginity, I wasn't too worried about like,
when did you lose your virginity?
16. So like after that, I wasn't too worried about like, oh, I gotta save it for like a boyfriend. I was like, whatever, I'm down to have sex, you know.
So like right away after that 1 second you lost your virginity, you're like, I'm good with this.
I mean, I lost my virginity to like a boyfriend that I had for like 2 months, but then after I got over him breaking my heart, I think I was like, oh yeah, you're hot, like I'll do it.
When was the first time you watched porn?
Oh my God, I fucking will never forget this. I was in 7th grade and we had a life science project about the human body, and I went to my friend's house, and he's been my friend since like preschool, and he was like, oh, let's Google the human body. And I was like, oh my God. I think that was the first time. It was like, but it was like a bunch of us in the room just being like, oh my God.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And like when you were watching that, were you like, ew? Or
I think I probably said ew as in like, oh, I'm a girl and I have to act like this is too much and this is weird and I have to pretend like it's, you know, gross and stuff. But I was curious for sure.
Did you grow up in a conservative family?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm like those parents, they're just fucking
strict,
and then they're like, you come to America and they just want you to stay inside. Yeah.
Strict parents need to learn that the stricter you are, the more rebellious your child will be.
Oh yeah, I mean, I feel like some of my cousins are not like that. They're not rebellious. They like listen to their parents. They're not going to leave until they get married, like, you know, Armenian private school, everything. But it either goes one way or the other. You either completely follow everything that they do and you stay in line with them, or you're like, nope, I'm just gonna do the opposite.
But like, when did you realize you like sex? Guess what? Valentine's Day is coming whether you like it or not. So roses are red, violets are blue. Get Manscaped as a gift for V-Day and he'll say I love you. Manscaped is the global leader in men's below-the-waist grooming. And with 2 million happy customers, why shouldn't the man in your life be one of them? Even if it's your dad. I recently got Manscaped for one of my guy friends that I kind of low-key have a crush on, and he loves it, so who knows, maybe I'll finally get to see his privates on Valentine's Day, and we can take it to the next level, but I'm all about Manscaped because the best way to get started is with their Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. It's led by their revolutionary third generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which has advanced skin safe technology and features a ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. And it's also waterproof, which prevents a mess in the bathroom. It also comes with their crop preserver and crop reviver to help make sure he smells good down there. Plus, a pair of Manscaped boxer briefs if he's into wearing underwear, because I'm not. And it's all vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, so you know his manhood is in good hands, especially when they're in your hands. So right now, you can get 20% off plus free shipping using my code Violet at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using my code Violet. So happy Valentine's Day, bitches. Even posting pictures, like, what made you suddenly feel so free and comfortable with your body that you're like, why not post a sexy pic of me?
People ask me this question a lot. It's not like it was a day and night thing where I was like, yeah, I'm a bad bitch, I'm gonna do this. Like, yeah. With every photo, I was like learning to love my body more. And like, when I first started posting nudes, it was just posting photos of myself. It was never video content. Like, it was kind of like a baby step sort of thing. And then now, you know, I'm capable of looking at my like foursome or threesome or whatever and be like, wow, that's an amazing shot, I love this. But yeah, it took a while to get there. It wasn't just like, oh yeah, now I'm a porn star, you know.
Yeah,
because I feel like I do have that like shy way about me, or I still get like, you know, I was just at my dad's house over the weekend, and I'm very like aware of like how to behave with around my family. I'm like, okay, I have to wear like high cut, like, you know, it's not like I just have to be sexual all the time. You know, I'm very shy in a way still. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, no, it makes sense. Also, like, next in front of your dad, like, you don't.
Yeah. Or I don't know. Like,
your parents obviously know what you do.
You know, I don't know about if my dad really does, but I just bought a house and he's proud of me, so.
I think I was watching some documentary about girls that do porn. I forgot who produced it. And there was one girl that her dad literally had no idea why she was going to LA, and it was literally to do porn. But they showed how crazy the porn industry is, where you get there when you're like 18, and like literally when you're 19, you may be old news, or you have to start doing some specific like pornos that most people wouldn't want to do in order for you to stay relevant or make money. It was really crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it might sound traditional and people might think it's like anti-feminist or whatever, but like, I don't think that girls should start porn when they're 18, or boys. Like, I feel like, you know, we wait till 21 to drink liquor, but you can just like, you know, when you're 18, like, I feel like, I don't know, I didn't know what I was doing when I was 18, even though I was in college, I was in this like good environment. Like, I don't know, I just don't feel like I had the kind of head on my shoulders that could make that decision and be comfortable. Like, I'm lucky enough that I don't have to be on set with other people. I work for myself, but like, to just call the shots and be like, hey, no, I actually don't want to do this, or I don't want to do it like this. And like, I feel like I would just get super taken advantage of.
I think so too. And I think that's why it's kind of cool that now there's this other segue of in social media, where instead of doing like strict porn where these men are the one that are directing you and get to tell you what to do and you have to do all these extra stuff, it's kind of like, it's cool where you're your own boss.
Yeah.
And you get to decide what you want to do. Like, I want to masturbate today. Like, I don't want you to like,
yeah,
come all over my face, or like, you know, like some of the
yeah,
stuff
that, and I mean, it's just like
some of the pornos that like I've seen before as like, or in the documentary, have been like so fucked up.
There are crazy things. And it's like, you know, I have friends who have been in porn for like 10 years, and they are like, nope, we're not doing a facial today, we're doing this because I don't want to ruin my makeup. Like, they know that they have options, that they could say what they want to do in a scene. But when you're 18, you think like, oh, I'm never going to get booked again if I don't do A, B, and C. And then a lot of times I've heard from girls, because I've never actually shot, they'll be like, you know, when I was younger, this director got more out of me without paying me because I didn't know that I had to charge extra for such and such, and you know, stuff like that. So
yeah, or like there's some porns where it's like they'll make sure like you throw up, or like they're really choking, it's completely like degrading for the woman, and like these girls don't know that they're getting themselves into it. And they're like, when in the documentary they're literally saying like one girl like was crying afterwards because she was like mortified that
I mean, I don't want to be so porn negative, because I do know from all of my girlfriends that they're like, you know, it's up to you. But like, if some girls just don't know that they have that power,
they're
and
like
that
18.
Choice, I mean maybe even if they're like 21 and they've just never done porn before, you know, it's like those things, like there should be written out in the script and you should know before you get there.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna have to puke, you know. I don't want any puking or peeing of me out there. Like, that's just my my no.
That's where you draw the line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounded sarcastic when I said that. I wasn't being sarcastic. I mean, it's just like how I talk.
I also want to take it back, like, I'll pee, but I'm not gonna like pee on someone and like splash. I'm just okay, like you take strictly just like gonna pee. Like that's it. That's the video.
What's your outlook on your sexuality since you've been with boys and girls?
People always ask me, like, do you consider yourself bi? Do you consider yourself, I mean, I don't even know what else would be, queer, whatever, but I don't really think about it. Like, I've just like, oh yeah, I kiss girls, I go down on girls, I like girls, but I don't like pursue girls, so I don't know if that makes me not bi. Like, I'm just like
love.
I'm just down. Like, yeah. You know, especially if I'm attracted to you, and, you know, I hate saying energy, but like, you know, when me and my boyfriend are going to like hook up with a girl, like I always want to meet her first and hang out without like having her just come over for us to hook up, because I'm like, I have to make sure I like her, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how hot she is or what she's like on the internet. Like, I have to vibe. And like, that's what's the attractive part for me, is like, I just feel like, you know, you get this energy from people and you're just like, oh yeah, they're hot, you know?
Yeah. So you just have to vibe with them. So you just, yeah. You like everyone.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess you can call me bi if that works.
No, I don't like to label, but I just.
But other people really do. They really want that from me. They're like, well, you know, I'm also bi. What would, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Like, if you want me to say I'm bi. Like,
but maybe sure. It's also because since, like, do you just film yourself hooking up with girls? Did you actually like it? Maybe that's what it is.
Well, I had a girlfriend, like, all of college, so. But I never considered myself like lesbian or bi back then either. I was like, oh, I like this girl, and like, we're together now. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah. Good for you. Well, by the way, one cool thing about you is, I don't know if everyone knows, but you went to UCSC.
Yeah.
University of California, Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz. Yeah. It's across from the Monterey Bay. Like,
and you graduated.
San Francisco. Yeah. Yeah.
And you have a degree in psychology.
Yes. I'm a genius.
That's pretty amazing. So what would you be doing if you weren't doing your current profession?
I would probably be out of graduate school with a lot of debt, because I actually almost went to graduate school for psychology at USC. I got into the program and then I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. But honestly, like, I don't know if you went to college, but I feel like I was, you were just like hurled in, like, this is like what you do next after high school, right? If you're a good girl, a good student,
yeah,
whatever,
especially
if
your parents,
you just go. Yeah. I mean, I was the first person in my family to go. So I was like, great job. Yeah, you're going. You're going to come. You're going to make millions of dollars and save us all. But I just kind of went because it was like what you do. And I got a lot of it paid for by me, and I loved it. It was a great experience. But I never really was like thinking about what I wanted to do with my degree necessarily. I just like picked something that I enjoyed learning about, and I feel like it still applies to everything, like the things I learned in psychology. Yeah. It's just,
do people get, are people ever surprised when they know that you have a college degree?
Oh, absolutely. And people, like, a lot of people don't know. So I actually at one point ordered a copy of my college transcripts and like posted it on Twitter with my nudes, because my grades were like really good, and I just put them side by side, and I was like, my nudes and my transcript both fire, and I like had it as my pinned tweet, because I wanted people to fucking know. I'm like, fuck you. Like,
I just don't understand though what the F is a problem with, like, if a girl's attractive, that means, if a girl's attractive or she likes to have sex, that means like there's no way she could also be smart. Like, I never understand the correlation here. Like, why people, wait, you went to college, or like, oh, she's probably like a dumb bimbo. Like, why is it so impossible for people to be both, or like all three things?
Yeah. And it's also like, I don't, like, do you feel like everyone who goes to college is smart?
No,
I don't either. So it's like, you know, not that degrees aren't valuable, but I don't necessarily think so, just because someone went to college, they're smart. But I also don't think you should be surprised that a hot girl who shows her body online is smart, because it's like, there are definitely tons of people out there.
It's
that,
like, you can either be hot or you can be smart. You can't be both.
And I think that's like a product of probably a lot of things we watched on TV, right? The hot girl was always dumb. Like, right? I mean, Topanga was super hot, so, and she was super smart on Boy Meets World. I don't know if you watched it, but.
I'm not from America.
Oh, you're missing out. Such a good show. But she was like she was hot, but she was also smart. But I mean, I just feel like that's not really the common example of,
yeah, and it's the all kind the, of all the romantic movies is, you're right, the hot girl is the bimbo and she's dumb, and then there's a nerdy girl who's really smart, and then the popular guy wants to date her, so then they give her a makeover and they take off her glasses, mm-hmm, and her ponytail, and you're like, holy shit, you're hot under that ponytail.
Yeah. And then they'll put like the smart, like, maybe more businessy woman, and she's like not like she's like the bitchy, like not the hot one, you know? So I don't necessarily blame people for their way of thinking because it's like part of this like bigger thing that's going on culturally. But
I think it's changing.
And I think so too. I think so too, for sure.
But it is impressive. Like I was pretty impressed that you had, that you finished your college degree and all that. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, I didn't even have really social media till like maybe a year and a half or two after I graduated college. Oh. Like I was super late to social media and I didn't really care for it. But at the time, I didn't have any social media. I was just like doing my doing my hippie thing.
Okay, so now I finally want to like talk about sex.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, so condoms or no condoms?
So I don't use condoms with my boyfriend.
Me neither.
And
not with your, like just in general.
The only time we use condoms is when we both got an STD together and we like, you can't, you have to wear condoms so you don't like reinfect each other. Like, because one of you guys might like get rid of the STD first, but not the other person, and they might give it back to you.
What STD was it?
I think it was gonorrhea both times.
Okay, I'm so like outspoken, but you just threw me off that I got quiet. Wow, that was so honest. I'm like,
I mean, I just feel like I've talked about it publicly before. Like,
you both got gonorrhea.
Yeah, we both got it
because you gave it to each. Oh, you got it together.
Well, the first time we hooked up with a girl together, and I think that she gave it to us, and the second time I did like a thing with a bunch of porn girls and my boyfriend also joined us, so yeah, that's how we got it. But for a long time I didn't know. I thought I had, not a long time, but a few days, I just thought I had a crazy sore throat because that was the only way that I got my symptoms. But I was like, oh wait, this is an STD, that's cool, I finally got one. Because all the girls I know, like, they you just get one if you do porn, right? It's like if you're, I don't know, if you're driving an Uber in LA, like, there's a huge chance that you could get into a car accident or get a ticket because you're driving a lot. Like,
oh, right.
The chances of you are just higher. So, you know, you're having more sex. You're having more sex with more partners.
So gonorrhea was your first STD?
Yeah, I think that was the only one I got twice. Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't gotten any other STDs.
Unless it was chlamydia. Honestly, I can't remember because they just...
Chlamydia is when it burns when you pee.
Then it wasn't that one. They treat you for both, though. They always just treat you for both of them. That's why I'm, like, confused right now. They'll just give you, like, both if you get one. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to Google gonorrhea after this. I'm curious what it is. Okay, so anal or regular sex?
So I love anal. It's like a special treat. I don't do it all the time, so I feel like I get more excited about it. So I guess I prefer anal, but really it's more like my little treat that I get once every like month or 2 months. And if I haven't done it for like a long period of time, I like really like every time I'm having regular sex, I'm like, oh my God, I just want to tell him to put it in my butt. But you have to like be sure that it's time, you know, that you're ready.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about anal in a second because I've given like a tip before, and if you're trying to have anal, the just like what you should do to prep before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we'll get to that in a sec. Favorite position?
Wow, I'm gonna really just show myself as being so vanilla, but I love missionary.
It is vanilla.
It is vanilla, but like my back hurts when I'm in doggy and my hips get fucked up when I'm on top. So I'm like, I love my missionary. I don't have to do anything.
Favorite porn video?
I mean, I definitely don't like have like a favorite one that I have bookmarked or anything. But when I'm looking for porn, I'm just like, okay, who is a girl that I don't know like already? Because I don't want to watch anyone that I know in real life. I'll just think too much about like our relationship. I'm like, I just want to objectify her right now. And she's a subject because I know her.
What kind of porn do you usually look for?
I do like rough sex. I do like gangbangs. I do like threesomes. Sometimes I'm like surprisingly like into watching lesbian stuff, which I didn't think I'd be into because I know from working with girls that sometimes it's more contrived. Like, there's more of an awkwardness, I feel like, with two girls sometimes because you're like, oh, is she actually interested in girls? Am I going too far with her? But I'm really like, I don't know. I think it's hot. So I get why people like to watch it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's, for me, it's like about pleasuring the girl versus like, you're right. Like, it depends what mood you're in.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. Like,
okay. What's your favorite toy?
I have this Lilo. Do you have a Lilo?
Yeah.
Okay. I've had it since my second year of college, so that's 2010. So I've had it for so long, it's never died on me. Like, I love that thing. It's like the big rod and then has a little like rabbit flicky clip.
Wait, I have that too.
It's the best.
I have that.
That's my favorite. I love it. And you know, I don't even like really penetrate myself with it. I just use
it on.
Yeah, exactly. So that with like a butt plug in at the same time, we're set.
Okay, you took it a little further than me.
I mean, but just have you ever used a butt plug while you're orgasming?
No, but I would love to.
It will like, it will heighten it.
Really?
Yeah. It feels good.
Wow. Yeah, I'm trying to imagine. Okay. Wow. That's, I mean, I have butt plugs because I feel like I've been sent that stuff before, but I've never used one.
You've never put a butt plug in your butt?
No.
Oh, have you ever had anal?
When I was younger with like, you know, when you first get a boyfriend, you're like, should we just like try put in the butt? And I'm like, okay.
It's like, so funny because I'm just like, we didn't know what we were doing. It was really like not a good thing to try when you're like have no clue.
Just dry and they just like push it in. Or one of my exes were like, was trying to just lubricate it by quote unquote lubricate by putting in my vagina, then my ass in my vagina and my ass. And of course, like it gave me a UTI.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's the only thing that's going to happen from that. No pleasure at all.
Yeah. Wait, speaking of anal, let's just get to the anal. So you love anal. Do you orgasm anally?
I feel like it's a different kind of orgasm than the clitoral orgasm. It's not like as intense, but just from anal, like if I'm not stimulating my clit, it just, I don't know. It feels so fucking good, but it's not completely at the orgasm, but it's like right here, like the whole time, you know?
Well, the sex therapist told me that if you orgasm from your G-spot, then you're able to enjoy anal even more because when the dick is inside your butt, like somehow if it pushes in the right way, it'll hit the G-spot area again, and then you can actually get an orgasm, but it's not from your ass, it's from your G-spot.
It's from hitting the back of the vagina, the clit, and the I actually saw something on that too. It's like that's why it feels so good.
Was your first anal experience like amazing, or did they take you a few times to get
I'm pretty sure anal? I had the same sort of experience as you, like, oh yeah, sure, let's try it, and then you're like, oh my God, I cannot believe I let this motherfucker put his dick in my ass, what am I doing here?
Yeah,
but I mean, even when I do it now, it's like I prep, I don't just do it, and it hurts at first, especially if you don't prep good enough, but I mean it feels good, and once you know what you're doing, like, you don't have to deal with like the pain part as much. You just
how
like,
do you prep?
I will clean out, make sure it's clean. With it's my boyfriend, so I'm kind of like, whatever, if he gets shit on his dick, I don't really care that much. But I'll use a butt plug, like a pretty decent sized butt plug with lube. Like,
oh, you clean like that?
No. I clean out with like a
enema.
Yeah. So I'll do that, and then with the butt plug, I'll put lube on it, and I'll like kind of just like do it myself, open it up, and then honestly, a lot of it too is like the meditative act of practicing, like not clenching and just relaxing and being like, oh, you want this dick in your butt, let it open up for it, you know, like you're letting all of that space just open, and that's important.
Do you ever go straight to butt stuff, or do you first have like regular sex and then you do?
I'm pretty sure we always have regular sex first, except for I shot this like anal threesome and we just did anal the whole time.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything you won't do sexually?
Yeah. I mean, I won't do the pee stuff. No shit stuff. No. I don't really like want to be the dom with a guy. It's just not what I'm into. I feel like with a girl, I'm like down to switch roles.
Wait, have you ever done that stuff where you like throw up then?
Oh, hell no. I mean, all the stuff I shoot is me and my boyfriend and then like other porn girls that I'll work with. And so it's very vanilla when you put it next to that bit. Like, I can't even watch that stuff. I think it's so gross.
Yeah, I agree. Do you watch yourself have sex?
When I'm editing, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever have sex to watching your videos?
I've masturbated to watching my videos, and I guess my boyfriend and I have started having sex like while we'll like watch something on my phone that we've filmed, but then we forget about it after like 20 seconds. We're like, all right, fuck it, let's just fuck, you know.
Do you ever watch yourself videos of you masturbating?
No, not really. I just watch me and my boyfriend, or me and like another girl.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna obviously cut this part out, but I was like, oh, I do that. Okay, so you don't do that. That's cool. That's fine. It's just me.
It's cool that you edit it all, so you know.
Okay, so can you come from sex, or is it only like from your vaginal hole, or is it only from clit stimulation?
So I can only come with clitoral stimulation, and so I will tend to bring like a vibrator into the bedroom and like use it while I'm fucking, because it feels extra good when you're being penetrated. It's amazing.
The size matter.
Yeah, I think so. But that's not to say that someone with a small dick cannot make up for it in a million other ways. I actually did a whole YouTube video on this because it's like my number one fucking asked question when I'm on cam every day. So I was like, I'm just gonna make a video about it. But like, yeah, it matters. Like, you want someone who had to have a bigger dick, but if they don't have a big dick, like, we really have so little expectations of guys. We just want them to like try to like eat good pussy and like be good to us. And like, I feel like foreplay for me personally is more important than the dick size. So if you can master the art of foreplay and you have like, you know, a 4-inch dick, like, it's all good.
Yeah, I agree.
We're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, anal's gonna be better.
Yeah, then my ass is fine.
Yeah. Okay, so when you're talking about foreplay and stuff, do you have any tips of how to eat a girl out that's like really gonna make her come?
When I'm like eating a girl out, I'm not necessarily like trying to make her come. I'm just like really, because we're like, it's usually in doing a threesome that I'm like having sex with a girl, but I'm just like, I'm so into it. I'm just like licking it all over, putting it all over my face. Like, I'm just very excited to be near the vagina. So I'm like, I don't know. I'm taking just pleasure of like, oh my God, it's right here in front of me. But I don't like suck on the clit until she comes. But that's an option. You could do that.
Oh, so you're just excited to be invited to the vagina party, and you're just excited to be
just
so
like
close
bask
to it.
In it. I'm like,
yes. I love that. I'm sure that's how guys feel. Like, a guy went down me the other day, and I was like, I looked down, and he was like really focused, and like also used my vibrator, and he was just like extra focused to the point that I had to look away to not laugh. But it was also like amazing and adorable, but like so fucking amazing.
No, that's amazing. Like, I mean, like, just so trying, I'm trying to putting understand. An effort. Yeah, you know,
he was like really happy to be there.
That's amazing. See,
good for him. I get it though.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like, it's like a treat for me. Like, vaginas, I don't like see a vagina that often. So when I do, I'm just like, yay, it's here.
I mean, you can look at your own.
I can look at my own, but I can't put my face down there.
Do you have a penis preference when it comes to circumcised or not circumcised?
No, I don't really care that much. My boyfriend doesn't have a circumcised, he has a circumcised dick, not uncircumcised. So I feel like I'm really unfamiliar with uncircumcised dicks, but I heard that it feels better, like sex, right? Mm-hmm. Do you like uncircumcised dick?
Well, like one of the last guys I was dating, he was uncircumcised, so I feel like that made me like it because he had that. But okay. I think it just depends what private, like whoever I like, whatever private part they have is what I'm gonna end up liking.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I think it was, and plus I never feel like I got to experience it, quote unquote, soft all the time, because I know I get how people get scared of that. But when it's uncircumcised, it's a little like extra girth, and it's its own like slip and slide. So if your mouth is dry or whatever, you can just give head like so easily. And like a lot of times girls have had sex with guys and they didn't even realize they were not circumcised. Because when it's hard, it's like all the same shit. Yeah. You just don't know. And then it's inside of you without a condom, it also feels better. Although everyone should use condoms.
Everyone else should, as long as your dick smells good, I think everything's great.
Well, I don't know about that, but like I it's been forever since I had sex, what do I know? But like when I date someone, I like,
well, someone went down on you the other day.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, all that teasing.
What do you mean? I this is like a new era. Like, if someone wants to go down me, thank you. It doesn't mean I owe them anything.
No, you don't owe them anything, for sure. I just personally don't think that I could keep my composure and not be like, oh my God, fuck me right now. You know, like if someone was going down on me and taking that much care of me, I'd be like, get up here, I need you.
I guess I was thinking about it, but because the vibrator was also inside of me, that Lalo thing. Uh-huh. And it was just like, I was feeling so many sensations. And instead I was just like, I was excited to be there.
Yeah, okay.
I was so thrilled to be there because it was like, I haven't even been touched. I don't even know if this part's gonna be in. I don't care. But like, I haven't been touched since like last year because I've literally been so busy with work. So I finally, like, this was one of the first guys I hooked up with where he like got to touch my vagina and see it. So I was just thrilled someone was even touching it. And then he was just putting such a good effort, like A+, and I was just like just enjoying being in the moment. I didn't want to like have sex with them and then, you know, feel like, well, you're my boyfriend now because we had sex, because I'm gonna
is that how it works?
Well, if I haven't, like,
if you've waited,
if this, no one touched my like, private parts for so long, it's gonna probably confuse me.
Did you feel like shy?
Yes, I was. Okay. Like, I was shy, and in order to not feel shy, I invited my vibrator in. I felt like maybe there was like something in between my vagina and that guy's mouth for some reason.
Then it was like,
but I was like, I got naked and I was like, oh my God, this is so
awkward. No, I've been there before, like between relationships being like, oh my God, I can't believe you're looking at me naked.
Yeah. And it's like, you're something about your vagina and being so close down there that just, it feels really personal.
Yeah. No, eating out is personal. And then I think, you know, people listening might be like, you were shy and you brought out your vibrator, because most people wouldn't admit like that they use a vibrator, that they want a vibrator.
Somehow it made me feel less shy.
You brought your best friend over.
Yeah. It's just like, it is funny because it's like, I went from being shy to quote unquote kinky, but like, I don't view my vibrator kinky. It's just like how to get me off who I am. Yeah. But I don't, it made me, I felt more comfortable with my vibrator being there.
Yeah.
She like had my back.
Yeah.
And my vagina wall. Yeah, I love her. Okay, so deep throating. Do you think it's a must?
I don't think it's a must, but I do it, but I don't like do it the whole time. I don't think that guys necessarily like always want that. I feel like sometimes I'm like challenging myself, like how much can I deep throat? And my boyfriend's like, chill. It's all good. Hold on. I think he's like scared I'm gonna like bite it off or something. But
does your boyfriend have a big dick?
He has like a really good sized dick. Yeah. It's a big dick. He's going to be mad if I didn't say it's a big dick. He does have a big dick. You can see it online. But I feel like even if I said he has a big dick, people are going to be like, oh, you're just saying that because he's your boyfriend. But like, you guys can go judge for yourselves.
Yeah. I've seen it. So how do you perfect deep throating? Or like, but you said it's good that you said that it's not necessary, but like, do you have a method where you're able to like really go all the way down there? Or
honestly, I don't think I've ever talked about this before, but I feel like my deep throating skills have gotten worse. I think that like my teeth and my mouth have like changed, and I think that like my jaw doesn't open as wide after like, I don't know, after so many years with my braces and stuff. I'm like, I feel like my mouth has changed and I can't deep throat as good. So I don't know if I have any good tips. I think that girls will like stick their tongue out to maybe open up the space in their mouth while they do it, but I'm not entirely sure I'm the person.
But that's good that even your boyfriend is like chill, because I feel like a lot of times deep throating is more like to turn the guy on.
Yeah, I mean, I personally like getting my face fucked and stuff, but it's a lot harder for me to make it happen. Like, I feel like my boyfriend has to do it, like grab my face and stuff. But you know,
so you enjoy that, like when your boyfriend grabs your face to fuck your face, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I ordered that today. Yes. Lunch. I want that.
Yes. We don't do it for like every time we have sex, but I think it's hot and kinky and fun and stuff.
So he's done that before without the camera on.
Like, oh, just yeah. Video. I mean, the thing with him is like, I feel like when he started dating me, he probably thought like, oh, this is this crazy kinky bitch, because like he was trying shit with me that like I was down for, but I hadn't done it before. But since I was so down, I think like he thought like, oh, she does, this is the regular to her, she does it all the time, you know. But from the beginning, I mean, we didn't start filming our sex for like months and maybe even a year, but he was like, yeah, let's do the hair pulling, let's do the spit, let's do all the crazy shit.
Yeah, you like spit on the penis and stuff, like, I don't know, for some reason.
Oh, and he's spitting grace, like
he spits on your face.
Yes. And one time he accidentally spit in my mouth and we both afterwards were like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, what? Like, full on. I was like, oh.
But wait, what happens when he spits on your face? Where do, like, you just let it stay there?
I mean,
do you wipe it off?
Sometimes he'll like wipe it all over my face. It's very like rough.
No, one of my friends told me when he fucks, like he spits on the girl's face. I just never understood that because it's not for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like if you're into like being degraded a little bit, but. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, it's funny because when he's doing it, I'm always like, then I want him to do it, but I'm like.
You're like expecting it, so you're scared. That's,
yeah, exactly, so like that. But I don't do that with the cum shot. I don't know, something about the spit, I'm like, is it gonna go in my mouth again?
That's funny though that you're grossed out that the spit will go in your mouth, but like cum is okay, because isn't spit like less gross because you're making out anyway? So like,
I guess I think I just didn't expect it, like it was,
oh yeah,
it was weird.
Okay, so do you eat ass?
Yeah.
Do you what do you prefer, eating ass or getting your ass eaten?
If it's my boyfriend, I prefer to eat ass. If it's a girl, I guess I want my ass eaten. I want to eat my boyfriend's ass because he like almost never lets me eat it.
It's, oh, like, got it. Yeah, that is fun. Like, I agree.
Well, the first time that it happened, like, it was when we first started dating, like maybe like 3 months in. It was New Year's Eve. We were like, it was us getting drunk by ourselves in a hotel room. And I was like laying on my back and he was his like dick was on my face, so I was like sucking it, but he was like obviously like just, you know, like putting it into my mouth with his body, whatever. And then he just started scooting up and like his butthole started getting closer to my mouth, and I was like, I was so mortified and my face just like freaked out. I was like, what was that? He was like, nothing, I just wanted to try it. And I was like,
oh, so he, I've read that before, and even Sex and the City, they had a whole episode about it, how guys won't say, hey, can you put a finger up my butthole, or like, yeah, can you lick it? But they'll just like somehow randomly just put their ass in your face and just see what happens. So is that kind of what happened?
I mean, he says that he was just like testing me to see what I would do and like how I would respond. But I'm like the kind of girl that's like, oh, if that turns you on, I'll do it. But he says that he doesn't care, he can go like either way, and I believe him only because he literally never lets me do it unless he's like had a couple drinks, and because he's like, it tickles, like he'll just like start moving his butt cheeks around, and I'm like, god damn it, just bring it over here. But yeah,
so when you eat, because I've never done that, like someone's done it to me and I feel like they did a bad job, and I've talked to her before because I was like, oh, I didn't, that was nothing. Uh-huh. I mean, obviously like I've had fingers up my butthole, but not like eating my ass. It was really boring. So when you eat his ass, your boyfriend's ass, do you also like use fingers and stuff like
that? Oh, no, he would never let me, he would kill me.
Got it. So yeah, guys are weird about that.
I mean, one time he like gave me the green light and was like, fine, you could try it, because I'd been talking about it for years, and I honestly, I'm such a dumbass, but I like didn't prep my finger. I got really excited and just like tried to put it up there and he was like, what the fuck? He was like, never again, you lost all your privileges. So yeah, that's never happening. But honestly, I think that
when you eat his ass, you like play with his balls and his dick, or like what do you do?
He honestly kind of just like sits on my face a little bit.
That's hot.
I like it.
I love it.
But I feel like you know, you're saying like someone didn't do a good job of eating your ass or whatever. Like it doesn't really feel like anything, honestly.
Oh, okay. So no, okay, it wasn't just me.
It's a concept that I feel like is like cool to talk about and like trendy. And like people have, you know, eat the booty like groceries, whatever. Like it doesn't feel like much. Like I feel like unless you're like tongue fucking their asshole, like really, then I don't feel like there's a lot of sensation right back there like that.
That makes me, I feel so relieved now. Thank God someone finally let me know that there's nothing happening there. So I'm not crazy that like, I was like, what? I don't understand.
What's people going. Like, what is it like? What does it taste like? I'm like, well, it tastes like skin and it's, you know.
Okay, so what do you prefer, twosomes or threesomes?
I mean, I like both, but I feel like having a threesome or a foursome or whatever is like, it's like kind of like having a party. It's like, you know, you have a date with just your boyfriend, or like you guys can be social with your friends too and like add extra energy and fun to it. And like, that's how I always see threesomes, is like, I think we're supposed to like have one this weekend with some like girl from Vegas, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm excited. I don't know, because we're not gonna film it and stuff too, so I feel like it's just like we're gonna have fun together. Like I just know it's gonna be a fun time, even though it's not necessarily just because of the sex.
So do you guys ever have sex with other people if you're not filming separately?
No.
Okay. Does that make sense?
We don't have an open relationship. Okay. People always like think it. We have an open relationship just because we have threesomes, but we don't.
Do you fuck other guys except your boyfriend?
No.
So when you do your live cam and all the
other Snapchat stuff, yeah.
Yeah. It's always either you and your boyfriend or you and other girls.
Yeah. Or me, my boyfriend, and other girls, or by myself.
Got it. And your boyfriend also films sex stuff.
All the sex stuff he's ever filmed is for my content. Like,
oh, it's only been for your content.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a YouTuber, a podcaster.
No, I know. Like, I know. I know he has a really popular podcast.
Yeah. But no, it's like people are like, oh, is he a porn star too? And I'm like, no, like he just happens to be the guy that I was having sex with. And then like, you know, he'll hold the phone because it's easy.
Oh,
and
so he doesn't fuck other girls without you being there.
No. I mean, I hope not. That's not our rules, but yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, okay. I thought like you guys both did your separate thing with the
No, that's what a lot of people think, is that we have our own like not marital, but you know, outside of the relationship things going on. We don't.
Okay, so have you ever accidentally queefed or farted or pooped or threw up on a pee-pee? Why did I write it like that?
What are my options?
Okay, here it is. Have you, when you were filming live and you were doing the sex, have you ever accidentally the first time like queefed or like farted or something for the first time during a live cam?
I think I farted during a live cam once, but nobody heard me. And I definitely like the other day I was like fucking myself with a dildo and then I got like a lot of air in it, so I definitely like queefed, but like I'm when I was younger that embarrassed me a lot, and now I'm like, it's par for the course.
So it's like after the first time you just don't give a shit
on cam.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me. I'm like, you know, if you guys want me to fuck myself rough and that's what you're tipping for, like that's gonna happen. Like I'm gonna queef, you know.
Yeah,
but I've never had like a shit issue or anything like that, or
on
like
camera.
A puke or no. So that's when I prep, you know.
You just know better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever accidentally pooped on your boyfriend?
I mean, one time we're doing anal. And I probably should have said it's not a good time, but I didn't. We were drunk and I was like, yeah, you can put it in my butt. And then when he took it out, I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah, we just didn't really talk about it, because I was like when we first met, I was like, oh my God.
What's a common myth that people have on quote unquote porn stars? Like I wrote some, like that you're always horny, that you want to fuck everyone, that you're easy, you have a terrible childhood, your vagina's loose, you have STDs, you fuck anytime, anywhere. It's a way to pay the bills versus you just love doing this and you know everything about sex and you don't love yourself enough.
I think that, you know, there's girls that those things might apply to, or guys, but it's definitely not the norm necessarily. And it's not, you know, there's a lot of girls that I know who like love doing porn. Like they're definitely, especially people who are successful, who last a long time, like you have to love it and they love it. And they're not just doing it for the money. You know, I feel like a lot of girls who shoot traditional porn and love it, like might make more money if they just like work for themselves and stuff, but they love shooting porn.
Yeah, like you love doing what you do, and it's technically literally fucking your boyfriend and your friends when something that you'd be doing if the camera wasn't on.
Yeah, it's like for me, it's like I was already having threesomes with my boyfriend, you know. We already were into filming each other and stuff, because it was like we want to have like, you know, our little diary where we could watch it back. So it was like, yeah, let's fucking make money off of it too, why not. But trying to think of like what's the biggest misconception about porn people. I feel like, do you agree? Like, I feel like people just like, oh, they do porn like they're drug addicts. Like they have this like really dirty lifestyle.
You're right.
I feel like that's kind of like, especially those documentaries that they make, they like always want to put that on.
Right. They're doing porn so they can like take care of their like heroin addiction.
Yeah. It's kind of like they get that like rock star reputation almost, like the fast life. They do drugs. A lot of girls I know who do porn, they are like, I gotta be in bed at 8, I have to be on set tomorrow at 6. Oh, I'm not having a drink. No, like,
yeah,
very, very, it's business.
And your boyfriend's like that with that stuff too.
I feel like with porn,
your boy, yeah,
but he's not a porn star.
No, I know, but when he does stuff for you, like he views it very businessy too, right?
I mean, I feel like he is kind of like, oh, my girlfriend wants to have a threesome for Snapchat. Hell yeah, I'm down. Let's do it. It's fun too. It's like he comes home and I'm like, you know, get here because we have a threesome. But like,
it is fun. It feels like you guys are all like, you're like in control of everything. I think that's what I love about like what you do, because you are your own business person and it seems like you're pretty like business mogul. Yeah. And like everyone fucks and you just happen to make money off of it. And like, that's dope.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't have to do anything that I don't want to do. I don't feel the need to like take an extra scene or whatever that I wouldn't want to do, or like, because when you're getting booked, it's like some girls are just hoping to get booked and they don't want to stop getting booked. Like there's a fear of people,
but like you do your own thing, so
yeah. And like, you know, maybe there'll be a time where people don't want to watch me and my boyfriend have sex anymore, and like, you know, but I feel like no matter what, like anyone who's in this business should be thinking about what's next, because you know,
what's the most sex you've had in a day?
Maybe like 3 or 4 times, I think. Oh. Nothing over the top. Pretty normal. I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like my pussy gets raw like really fast. I'm like, okay, I don't want a guy who's gonna take an hour to come. Like, no. Neither. I need a fucking break.
Yeah, yeah. No, so, I agree.
Maybe 4 times.
Yeah. Okay, so pretty normal. Do you bleach your vagina or asshole?
So I had started bleaching my asshole a couple times, but then I started getting laser hair removal, so I stopped because like you can't do both. Yeah, but I saw a little bit of a difference, but I'm also like, whatever.
You have to like re-bleach your asshole like I think a few months or a few years later. I forget what it is, because I want to bleach my asshole, but like I did research about it and it's like actually like kind of bad for you.
Yeah, I mean, I just was like, let me try it sort of thing, see what happens, because everyone was commenting on like how I have a dark asshole, but I'm kind of just like, everybody has like a pretty like dark asshole area. It's whatever. I don't feel the need to like necessarily go all the way. And
have you ever felt insecure about your this, like if your private parts are darker than another girl that you're like hooking up with, or like just in general by your vagina?
So I didn't feel any type of way until my vagina, until other people started commenting things. But it's more that like seeing people's comments about my vagina is just like, it reminds me how little people actually know about the anatomy, and it breaks my heart. I'm like, so you think that someone with long labia is loose because they have longer labia? Like, that is the logic. I posted a photo with my girlfriends a few weeks ago, and it was like we were all stacked, our bodies on top of each other without clothes on, so you see our vaginas. And all the comments like, oh, these girls are loose because...
But every girl, when she bends over, her labia will show.
But there's people who have a different kind of vagina that's like very tucked, and like there's the labia is not like out. It's not like an outie.
My friends also, when it's like the vagina is insanely tucked, when they bend over, their vagina opens and you see their labia. I guess maybe you're saying someone's like a little more tucked than the other one.
Some people just have like shorter labia. And then, you know, one of my friends had like ingrown hairs, so she had like red spots, and they're like, oh my God, she's diseased. Like, people just like don't know enough about the human body. And that is really like, I still can't believe it. I'm like, okay, that's, but it doesn't hurt my feelings necessarily. I'm like, whatever. I've never thought about getting like vaginoplasty or anything like that.
What does your vagina look like?
I have like a roast beef pussy, as some people like to call it. So I have like a lot of labia. It's dark.
Were you ever insecure about your vagina, or just never?
I can't remember. Maybe when I was younger, but I don't think so. Like, I was like, this is the only vagina that I know. And like, but I could see how girls growing up looking at porn probably be like, oh, my pussy doesn't look like that. But I do feel like we have a good array of pussies in porn now. I do know that there's girls who message me like, oh my God, thank you for like posting your nipples and stuff, because I have really big nipples. And like, you really don't see that many big nipples often. You see like really, really small ones. And they're like, it made me feel more confident in my body and stuff like that. So
no, but it's also dope because like when you think of porn industry, you think of like labias being insanely tucked, and they get the surgeries to like tuck them in.
A lot of girls do. Yeah.
And it's cool that there's girls now who just don't care to do that.
I would hope so.
You're so brave for loving your body.
I'm so brave. Yeah, I mean, I want to do like a video about this. I just feel like it's so crazy to me that people...
Yeah, you should.
That they're like, oh my God, you're loose, or you've been used up or whatever. I'm like, no, like it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, guys, people or girls, when they say that, they're so dumb. Like, oh, if I like, I don't want to have sex. I don't want to have too much sex because then like my labia, I'm going to have like roast beef. It's like, no, you're either born with it or you're not. It's just like your body.
Your labia just looks the way that
it looks. And it changes after pregnancy a little bit too. Or like, yeah. Anyway, Lena, thank you so much for coming on my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Where can people find you?
I'm at Lena the Plug on Twitter, Instagram, and my YouTube is Lena the Plug.
Snapchat.
You'll find my Snapchat from all my other socials. I also have a Fleshlight. If any dudes are watching, you could buy a mold of my vagina that we were just talking about. So, yeah.
Oh my God, you should have brought me one.
I think I have my butthole at home. I have my butthole moles. I would love it.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything you wanted to add?
No, that's it. Thanks for listening to my story.
Of course. Thank you so much. And thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to Lena the Plug on all the socials and check out her stuff. But don't download her stuff illegally. And,
yes, please. No pirating.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy with me, Violet Benson. And I'll see you guys later. Bye. Bye.